vision for us.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Arsalallahu ta'ala bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhira. داعيا الى الله باذنه وسراجا منيرا اما بعد قال جل وعلا يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون وقال يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله قولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اعزائي العلماء الكرام واحبائي في الدين My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us in the Quran where he said, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, which means, do they not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching? If you reflect on this ayah, I remind myself and I remind you to reflect on this ayah. Because subhanallah, inshallah al-musta'an, this one ayah is enough to ensure that we reach Jannah, inshallah. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. If we live our entire life with this awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, then this is sufficient for us to reach Jannah, inshallah. Why? Because if we live this life with this awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, then two things happen. The first thing that happens is that we developed khashyatullah in our qalb. Because we are aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. So we develop the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. What is taqwa? For those of us who read translations of the Quran, taqwa is usually translated as fear of Allah. My submission to you, my brothers and sisters, is fear produces hatred for the object that is feared. Nobody loves something which they fear. People dislike something which they fear, they want to run away from this. So in my view, to translate taqwa as fear and to understand it commonly as we understand fear is wrong. The taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not fear of Allah, but it is fear of offending Allah, fear of displeasing Allah. And why is that fear? Because of the love of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul walladhina amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the people who believe love Allah how much? Ashadd. The superlative form of shadid. They love Allah beyond and above everything else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this a condition of iman. He said, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah said, say to them, in Surah Tawbah, Allah said, say to them, if they love their parents and their children and their brothers and sisters and their relatives, and if they love the wealth that they like to collect. And if they love the trade in which they fear a loss, and if they love to look at those houses that they build and they feel happy when they look at them, if they love all these things, it is not haram to love your family. The issue is, who do you love more? Who do you love more? And Allah says, tell them, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِ. If they love them more than they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they love them more than they love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if they love Allah and His Nabi, then this love has to be proven by struggling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is jihad fi sabilillah. It is not sufficient merely to say with your tongue that I love Allah. We have to show that we love Allah. Taqwa is to develop this love in the heart to the extent where we